RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Well, hello. Today in the news, California lawmakers gave final approval on Friday to a bill that would allow terminally ill patients to legally end their lives. This measure faces an uncertain fate when it goes before Governor Jerry Brown. He's a former Jesuit seminarian who has not said specifically whether he's going to sign this bill. It's been a controversy. It's been a series of debates that have gotten quite emotional and passionate. Senators approved the bill on a 23-14 vote, but the debate was, as I said, very emotional in the final days of this legislative session. Right now, doctors in Oregon, Washington, Vermont, and Montana can already prescribe life-ending drugs. You know, there was a case recently with Brittany Maynard where she had to go to Oregon to end her own life when she had terminal painful brain cancer. This revised measure does include some requirements. So for people that say, oh, well, it may increase suicides when they're not necessarily necessary, but this includes requirements that the patient be physically capable of taking the medication themselves, and that two doctors have to approve it, and that the patient submit several written requests, and that there be two witnesses. The several written requests does say to me that it's going to be made very difficult for these people. However, I think as this progresses, and we're going to keep an eye on it, because as you know, I've always had a lot of older relatives, and you know, my aunt said, when I'm done, put a pillow over my head. And she knew I was the one who could do it if I had to. It's really, as I said, an emotional debate, and one that you pick a side and you stick to that side. However, there's a real gray area. Do you want people to suffer? Some people have no problem euthanizing dogs or cats. We do it all the time. But with people and their suffering and the things that go on with the illnesses that we see today, some of it is very, very hard to watch. I've watched it, so I know, quite a few times actually, with my mother and my favorite closest aunt and both my grandparents and one of my close uncles. I've seen it so many times, and I'll tell you, with my mother, if I could have, I would. In Illinois, it's not legal, but I think that it's really, really an important measure, and we will certainly be watching it. So stay tuned to Radio MD to listen to how this plays out and whether Jerry Brown signs this bill and what happens from there on. Another story, sitting for long periods has always been linked to obesity, diabetes, heart disease. We even say sitting is the new smoking. Well, now there's new evidence that it may increase the risk of liver disease. And this is a new study from South Korea. And in the study, they found that people who sat for 10 or more hours a day, now that's a lot, had a 9% greater risk of developing a condition called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So fatty liver has been associated with sedentary lifestyle and poor diet, but now physical activity is playing a much bigger role in this fatty liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And so it's something that we have talked about so often, especially on this show, the American College of Sports Medicine, the show that they do with us, Train Your Body. So sitting is the new smoking, and now liver disease is just added to this list of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, muscle atrophy, and it gives you a fat ass, I'm telling you. I sit in front of this microphone and it ain't that fun when I look at what it's doing to me, but I love doing it. And so I love talking to you all, and I hope you'll send me an email, melanie@radiomd, as you want to hear more stories that we go over at this top of the hour. We have a great show coming up. Stay tuned and stay well.